Greetings in the name of Jesus, and I pray that all is well with you. You know, when Jesus went into that wilderness, he went in because he was led by the Spirit. The Father had him in a time of temptation, a time that he could prove himself to the Father. You know, temptation means trial, it means affliction, it means being proven. Jesus went into that wilderness as a man that never preached. He'd never cast out a devil. He had never performed a miracle. He had never been used by one gift of God. He went in that wilderness as a man seeking the will of his Father, seeking to be moved on and finding approval, finding the leadership of the Spirit. And the Bible says in Luke 4:14, and he returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. Well, that power of the Spirit that he returned in was not just for healings and not just for salvation and miracles. And I may have touched on some of this in some of our last sessions, but see, that's all that's been preached, is that Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit, and he went in and started healing the sick and casting out devils and having great miracles. That power of the Spirit that he returned in there, the Lord spoke to me a few days ago, said that was a command and a control of the Spirit of God. In other words, he came out of that wilderness. He came out of that time of temptation and trial, being put to the test and proven, and he had passed all tests. He had passed all temptation. He had pleased the Father, and he was rewarded with the authority or the dominion or control or command of the Spirit of God. We have never walked there. We've never tasted of this. And all we've ever had taught to us is power to heal the sick or power to cast out devils. This is a different type of power. You know, in the Gospel of John, the first chapter, it says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. This is talking about ability. This is the same type power that it's talking about in that first chapter of John, as it's talking about in that fourth chapter of Luke, ability, command, control. Jesus came out, and the Lord showed me right after this prophecy came forth that Jesus actually possessed what Adam was created in. He possessed power over all creation. He possessed power over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air, over everything that creepeth upon the earth as well. His power over all sickness and disease and demons. And he had a control and a command of the Spirit of God that when he called his 12 disciples, he turned around to them and says, here, this is in my power. This is in my ability. And I give you this power. I have the control over this power, and I give it to you. I hand this to you for you to take this and use it as you go forth preaching this gospel of the kingdom. And they did. They went out by twos and they preached, and people repented, and they had power, and they healed the sicknesses. They anointed with oil. They said they cast out many devils. So he had that command and control over that power of God to heal sick and cast out devils. And he told them in Matthew 10, I think, Luke 10 and Luke 9, he said, behold, I give you power over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall my enemies hurt you. I give you power over unclean spirits to cast them out. I give you a power over all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. So that was a measure of that power, but he also had control over the wind, over the waves, over all God's creation. And he also had control, children of God, to live a holy life, to walk upright before God, to become or come into that sonship. He had that control. He had put that carnal mind to death. He had subdued it. He had brought it to the place that it was crucified, and he had been given the power to keep it crucified. We have never been taught this. We have never been taught about this power to crucify the carnal mind and keep it crucified. And we're coming into that day now that the Lord spoke to us in that prophecy. He said it's Jesus went into that wilderness with a purpose and a focus and a reason. And he was obedient to the voice of the Lord. As we come out of this, you know, the Lord spoke to us on March the 22nd to seek him 30 days intently. And I don't know how many of you've done that, because the Lord spoke in that prophecy. He said, many people just wandered around in the wilderness and complained about they couldn't do this, they couldn't do that. They didn't like manna. They didn't like this light bread. Their soul loathed it. They didn't like the way God was moving. They didn't like what Moses was saying. And there's people that has entered into this wilderness or this place that God's taken us these 30 days, and that's all you've done is you've complained about what you couldn't do. You didn't seek God for what he wanted to reveal in you. You didn't seek God for where he wanted to take you and how he wanted to change you and transform you, that you would not be conformed to this world, but you would be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. And some of you have wasted, you have squandered a visitation. You have squandered a time when the Lord stood the world still and brought the body of Christ to a standstill to bring his people together in one mind and one accord all over the world. You've wasted it. You've squandered it, and you may never get it back, and you may never find the purpose that God has placed you on this earth for, because you wouldn't listen to the working of the Spirit. I pray this word gets down in your spirit, down in your heart, and it's doing something inside your soul. May God bless you till our next session.